wide enough to where there's a walking lane and also a driving lane.
The Haynesboro Planning Commission discussion on the cruise ship dock and a visit to Nolan the Giant Colon. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Burn Power. That story and more coming up.
Southeast State Forest expansion is now before the Senate. The House passed a bill doubling the forest size to almost 50,000 acres last week. The measure has only one Senate committee assignment, easing its chance of passage. It adds 23 parcels to the forest. They're on Mitkoff, Wrangell, Prince of Wales, Dahl, and some other islands, as well as the mainland. Haynes Republican Representative Bill Thomas says most of the property is in his widespread district.
This land will be managed under the Forest Practices Act and under the guise of multiple use requirements, meaning you can still fish, hunt, hike, and the additional timber is needed by the small existing mills that are left in Southeast.
The land is already owned by the state and is designated for logging. Some is near existing forest parcels, while other acreage is in new areas. The Southeast State Forest was created last year with 20 parcels totaling about 25,000 acres. Homer Republican Representative Paul Seaton says putting the land in a state forest allows for more intensive management.
Pre-thinning of timberlands increases the growth, it increases the speed at which that regeneration takes place. But that is generally not done unless there is a primary purpose for forestry.
House Bill 105 passed the chamber unanimously on April 5th. It was assigned to the Senate Finance Committee. An identical measure, Senate Bill 44, is also before that panel. Both versions came from the Parnell administration.
At the regular meeting of the Haynesboro Planning Commission Thursday evening, April 14th, Brad Maynard, Haynesboro Director of Public Facilities, brought in the revised plans for a new trestle walkway which would connect the dock to the shore. There were four possibilities.
So what we're looking at now is the same four options, which are rebuild the existing trestle with its current weight rating, upgrade the existing trestle to a higher weight rating, which would bring it up to closer to what the new cruise ship dock is, which would be HS-20, or build a brand new trestle in the existing location, which is a third option. The fourth option, of course, is to build a new trestle. One of the things that we're looking at now, and we'd like you guys, or the Planning Commission, to consider, is the fact that now that the cruise ship tax has changed dramatically, and there's not the funding available that there was, is, we'd like to consider doing option number two, which is an upgrade of the existing trestle to a HS-20 rating, which gives us a 10 to 15 year trestle life. And it's probably about half of the budget of doing the new trestle.
Planning Commission member Rob Goldberg asked a few questions.
How much money do we have right now?
Right now we have $2.9 million.
Okay, and that came from the cruise ship fund that, it's all been restructured, so where Juneau and Ketchikan are getting the bulk of the money now, we're going to get.
Yeah, we got that, I believe the year before last.
Yeah.
We had originally, we discussed it in some forum, but we had originally got $1.5 million to do the trestle repair and retire the loan debt on the existing dock.
My only concern with this is option two gives us 10 to 15 years of trestle life, and option four gives us 40 to 50 years of trestle life.
Mm-hmm.
So we get a lot more time for the money.
You bet. And I think, Rob, that was one of our strong considerations when we were looking at option four, last summer when we were looking at option four. And I guess that's more of a, question toward the Planning Commission or the Assembly is, if we looked at doing option two now, 10 to 15 years down the road, suddenly if you end up with more cruise ships in town or more funds available, do you do the option four?
The Planning Commission members were all, with certain provisions, leaning towards option four, building the new trestle, which had the longest range of any of the other options. Maynard provided a few more details for the Planning Commission.
One of the things that I wanted to point out is we will do the analysis of the existing trestle. I think we need to do it anyway, whether we go to option two or option four. So that's going to start next Monday. The other thing is that option number four, I think we had looked at, actually, if we do option number four, we should make the trestle wider than it's estimated in this design. The new trestle would be the same width as the existing trestle, and we figured if we're putting a new one in, we need to make it wide enough to where there's a walking lane and also a driving lane. So to this the cost of this option number four, we're probably looking at another $200,000, $250,000.
On April 23rd, the Haines Community Health Fair will host a rather large celebrity, Nolan the Giant Colon. Nolan has already appeared in a gutsy engagement in Juneau. Casey Kelly has the story.
Becky Kozlovich and I are about to enter Nolan the Colon.
Nolan is a 25-foot-long replica model of the human colon.
So we're going to take a walk through it, huh?
Yeah, we are.
Okay, let's go. Kozlovich works in outreach for the Southeast Alaska Regional Health Consortium. She and Nolan are on a tour of the region this spring to raise awareness for colorectal cancer screening.
We start on this end. We don't want to go in the end end.
Once inside, Kozlovich points to healthy colon tissue.
It's nice and smooth, pink, looks nice and clean. And to keep your colon healthy, don't use tobacco, don't smoke, eat lots of fruits and vegetables, whole grains, stay physically active, and have your regular colon screenings.
Starting at age 50, men and women should get regular colonoscopies every 10 years, more frequently if a doctor says you're at high risk. Colonoscopies can detect and remove polyps, which, if left alone, can turn into cancer. Untreated colon cancer can grow outside the colon and reach your lymph nodes.
And your lymph system runs throughout your whole body. This provides a pathway, then, that the cancer can move to other parts of your body. We don't want that.
You can wait till somebody gets cancer, deal with the social costs, deal with the family costs, and deal with the economic costs, which are staggering. Or you can try and prevent cancer, which is cheaper.
Back at Nolan the Colon, Bob Dahl, president of the Retired Public Employees of Alaska, sees an opportunity to spark legislative action.
We should take the entire legislature through it. Would be a vivid demonstration to them of what the objective of all of this is, but there is also a human dimension to it, which seldom is properly addressed.
Lawmakers missed their chance to visit Nolan in Juneau. The next stop on his Southeast tour is April 23rd at the Haines Community Health Fair in Juneau. I'm Casey Kelly.
And from the Haynesboro Public Library, Yolanta Ryan tells us about a coming event.
Tommy Jimmy will be coming here from Juneau, and he'll be telling stories and songs. It'll be for all ages. So it'll be traditional stories. He's lived in Clequan, Haines, Juneau, and Sitka. Stories from growing up and just things he's learned from the area. It's at the library at 7 p.m.
And finally, strange occurrences way up in Inuvik as a second confirmation is awaited on a specimen of Groler bear, half polar bear and half grizzly. Philip Marine from the CBC has the story.
David Guptana first saw the bear while he was scavenging through some unoccupied cabins just outside Ulahaktuk.
He sure galloped pretty fast. He was running towards town. I took my rifle out and took a shot at it, even it was quite a ways, and managed to hit it. When I stopped it after he killed it, I said, holy smokes, this bear looked different, you know.
Kuptana skinned the bear and put the pelt in a freezer. Since then, he's had a steady stream of neighbors coming to see it.
It's a really nice, really thick fur, but almost like white body, and the legs are pretty dark.
Kuptana says the bear looks like a polar bear. However, it has a wide head and long claws, which are typical of a grizzly. The question is whether or not he's found the world's second confirmed Groler bear, which is a mix between the species.
If this is a hybrid bear, I'll be really happy to, you know, get the second one in the north.
The NWT Department of Environment and Natural Resources is conducting a DNA test, which could take a few weeks. Philippe Morin, CBC News, Inuvik.
KHNS Local News. I'm Byrne Power with help from Tara Bicknell and Casey Kelly in Juneau.